Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and Dr. Pat. Grow Your Spirit is to encourage you to let your divine light shine. This is where you can discover how to raise your frequency and vibration, make better and more guided decisions. I love helping you discover your inner truth. Tap into your soul's wisdom. I'm a life coach, and I've helped countless people harness their unique gifts. I get really excited about working with you and teaching you how to open your own intuition and connect with the angelic realm and develop your own gifts. This show, Grow Your Spirit, will teach you about how to connect with the angelic realm. Please tune in to Grow Your Spirit with me, Rosemary, and together we'll light up the world.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to do this show with Rosemary. I am Dr. Pat, and I get to help open this show and sort of guide this so we can shine a light on what Rosemary D is all about. And the reason I say that, I love that, you know, I get a lot of, what is the word I want to use, Rosemary? Like a lot of grief. I get a lot of grief from PR people. Grief. I don't know. I don't want to. No cussing on the show, but I get a lot of stuff from the PR people, and they say to me, "What, Pat? You got to go back to like doing, you know, you got to go back to doing you." And I said, "You know, I'm going to do that. We're actually going to bring crest busting back in 2022, because 2022 it's all about you." But I said, "That's not where my heart is. That's not what the angels intuitively guided me to do. My purpose is all about you." See, that's hard for PR people to get, but we're going to talk turkey today with you. We're going to talk turkey about angels. Sounds no pun intended, Benny.
Sounds good.
Benny may come up with a couple turkey sound effects.
That's okay. I'm all there.
All right. So let me just tell folks, first of all, your story is exactly what we're talking about today. You are Rosemary D. This is about Grow Your Spirit. This is about where we let the divine, and I say let the divine, how should I say it? I say that respectfully, because the divine is always there, but It's us that's got to do something to like get it going on. So What you help people do is discover how to raise their frequency, vibration, how to become more guided and get guided in decisions. You're a Reiki master, teacher, angel communicator, author, intuitive, life coach, all of that. So all y'all out there right now that you're thinking, I need my B12, get down, get turkey with some intuition today. 1-800-930-2819. This show's for you. And Benny, three copies of a book. This is what I love about Rosemary D. She's just got that pay it forward energy. I just love this. I love this. Three copies of the book, Divine Messengers, PFD. You'll get this, right? You just need to, Benny, when they call in, you got to get their mailing address for us. Okie dokie, and their email address. Just get us their information. And Rosemary's like all over this.
Got it.
And then today, okay, she's not done. So this is what I got to get this all covered so everybody knows. 15 minutes discovery session with her. All you got to do is mention that you heard on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have one more thing that I'm offering that you don't know about. You don't know about this. On the 23rd at 6:30 Eastern Time PM, I'm going to do a free grounding and clearing exercise to help people kind of clear off their energy field before the holidays hit. And it's a simple maintenance thing that they can do with me if they email me and let me know they'd like to join. I'll send them the Zoom link.
It is such a time to do that. I'm so glad you brought that up. I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about it here in the middle of this today. But let's get down on this, right? Let's talk turkey about this. I've wondered. I've been asked about it. You've been asked about it. Linda and I talk about it all the time. But I got to tell you, something's going on with the Linda. Linda's got, and Jessica, but Linda in particular, something is really changed and in a really great way. And I was talking to her the other day and she says, I love talking to the people on the network. But I want to ask you this. Some people can jumpstart and be guided. Some people, no. you know, some people quickly, some people slowly. Today, aren't we going to talk about how to get unstuck as one of the things? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So any journey that a person has involves twists and turns and what we consider problems. Problems are really opportunities to grow in spirit and to, I guess, release some things that your soul has been holding. So a difficulty in life is really an opportunity to grow as a stronger person and maybe be more guided. The problem is that when things come up, people lose their faith, or they lose their hope, or they feel that the world's out to get them, when in fact, there's a lot of powerful guidance behind them that they aren't aware of. So part of it is just allowing yourself time to understand different things and to understand what resonates with you and what doesn't. If something doesn't resonate, put it aside for now and go back to it. If it still doesn't, then it may not be the path that a person is meant to open to. So there's many, many different spiritual paths, and there's many ways to find your true purpose in life. And it all starts with tapping into that intuition and harnessing your inner power and understanding who you are as a person. And that's a growth process. It happens at different ages for different people. It happens for different reasons. Some people come to it after like an illness, or a tragedy, or a life path change. And some people come in knowing their mission. I was lucky. I came in at 4 years old, knowing I was here before. And I knew my mission was to teach. And I knew it from really, really young. But it doesn't mean that other people haven't had that kind of feeling and didn't know what to do with it. So it's all a process of self-growth, I believe.
And, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because one of the things that you help people do is really harness their intuition. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love about this conversation with you is, you know, talking about, you know, what intuition really is. And you call it the inner radar. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's have a conversation about what it is, because, you know, I know you've heard this from other people before, right? They get a bad vibe, right? And the messages that intuition generally give us are messages that are of a raise up vibration.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the messages that say you don't have what it takes.
That's right.
Those are coming from, I don't know where those are coming from.
Yeah,
they're
that's
not coming
fear.
From that, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about how you call this the hidden doorway to angels and unseen help.
Okay, if you think about it, intuition is natural to us, but we often don't listen to it. And if you don't listen to your intuition, obviously you're not going to allow other unseen information to come into you, because it's going to be blocked by your fear. So intuition is simply trusting that we're guided. And if you don't know you're guided, the intuition tells you, because sometimes you'll get like a spark out of nowhere. And that nowhere is the unseen realm. And the intuition is the first way that this information will kind of pop into you. And so I might, like years ago, I got this very strong intuition, go learn Reiki. I didn't even know what it was. So I Googled it, you know, before Google, I couldn't Google it, but I kept hearing the word and I didn't know what it was. So I figured, well, let me go for a session. So that kind of put me on the path of an energy healer. But I always had the information coming to me through the unseen realm, as far as knowing if I can trust somebody, or possibly knowing like information about another person that I couldn't possibly know, just because I was sort of reading into them. And I was able to glean that they needed help, or I was there in some way to support them before I even was consciously aware of that. That's what I was doing. So my whole path has always been to kind of guide people to find out who they are as a person, and to make them know that they're loved. Because I think so many go through life, they don't have that feeling of love. And I think the core of any spiritual path or any journey is to know that you are really loved, whether you've been through that experience or not. And that's where I want people to know when they come to me, you know, I'm going to accept you who you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your preferences are. It doesn't matter to me. I want to reach you with the heart of love, so you know that it's okay to share with me and I'm not going to judge you. And that's really been my path since I've been really, really young. And I believe it's an integral part of who we are as people and how we can help each other.
And, you know, and what happens is, and really talk about this, because I was thinking about this before when I was getting ready to do the show with you. And I fully acknowledge that the reason I'm here even talking with you is the very essence of what you're sharing today. Mm-hmm. I am so clear that the ego sometimes would have us think, I did it. Now, look, I know what to declare in my life. But we have the opportunity to be divinely guided to great things. Don't we have that?
Absolutely. And I know that I was divinely guided to your show because the day before I got the call, you know, I did pray and ask to be able to reach the world in the right venue with positive, loving people that can, you know, bring this message out. So the next day I got the call and I had such a strong yes from my angels. They said, absolutely. Don't even hesitate. And that's one of the reasons why we connected. But those kind of situations are ones where if I would have overthought it, I could have talked myself out of it. Oh, I'm not good enough. Who wants to hear me? You know, and that's fear talking. When we do that, that's our fear. And I decided early in life not to listen to fear, to listen to this guidance instead. And that's always kind of give me the right direction in life.
And you know, we're talking about the manifestation in the real world. I want to talk about this when we come back from break. I was sharing with you that I had to leave my home of 14 years. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in this place. This was like, I had one knee done, was getting the other. I mean, in the middle of COVID, right?
Yeah.
But what happened was so divinely guided that you can't play right. I can point to so many times in my life mm-hmm. where I let go of the wheel and was divinely guided. And all this happened for you. House, husband.
Yes. Right? Yes. Many times. And the thing is, when it first happens, it's kind of like you feel like the rug was pulled out from under you. And then that's when you got to pray and say, all right, whatever it is, let me just get through this. And it's kind of like finding your way through and not avoiding it, because it's a, you know, things in life happen to all of us. And it's really, thank God I've been blessed with being able to just kind of, you know, ask my higher self and ask the angels, all right, what do I do next? And why I'm in this situation? And it's usually like, hang tight, you'll get through this. And then I'll see the next step after I kind of make the next step myself. So it's always about taking the next right step for yourself and doing it with some trust that you're going to be guided. And it's scary because everybody wants to see like, well, where's the end of this decision?
Right.
Where am I going to end? But it doesn't work that way. It's always the next right step. And that's always the thing that leads you, is that next right decision that you make. And the wrong ones, of course, they're going to lead you down a different path. But, you know, we learn from those too. Not an easy way, but, you know, people do. So it's just always a learning opportunity for us.
I don't want to learn that way anymore. No, I'm telling you. I mean, like, I was okay with it when I was like younger.
I don't want either.
I was like, I'm not listening to you. I'm going to do it my way. But you're absolutely right. So before break, here's what I want to leave everybody with. I cannot logically explain why I mentioned to Susan, who's a friend, who's a host of ours starting next year, why I just happened to say to her on this day, hey, do you know anybody that's got an apartment or a home for rent? So you don't know why you would say it to her. Mm-hmm. Why her? Mm-hmm. Why Susan? Why would I say that to her? Mm-hmm. Right? Because I'm usually talking about her Ducati motorcycle, but why on that day would I say that? When we come back from break, we're going to show you how this works, because you're going to be blown away by what happened the next day. Let's take a short break. Rosemary D is in the house. When we come back, we're going to let you know how to find out more about Rosemary. You could go to Rosemary D, and it's M-A-R-Y, Rose, M-A-R-Y-D.com. You could go to growyourspiritbooks.com. We got lots to talk about. But are you struggling with your intuition? Are you struggling with, do I go left? Do I go right? What is it that has just got you up at night? When we come back, right brain, left brain, and why do we feel like we have no brain sometimes? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking purpose and meaning? Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com. Are you at a crossroads in the middle of a life change? Tune in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary every month on transformationtalkradio.com. This is where she will do her best to guide you to your own divine light within. Rosemary is a life coach and loves helping each of you discover the truth and harness your unique gifts. Visit rosemaryd.com to schedule a personalized one-on-one session or complimentary discovery session. Let's light up the world together.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk turkey about angels' intuition. Intuition is the angel's hidden doorway. This is Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary D, and I get to hang out with her. This is about how do we let our divine shine through? How do we do that? And Rosemary, before we get into talking about the brain and we talk about where that doorway is, and you have a very special treat for us today. You're going to take us through an exercise. Again, how do people find out about you? How do they get copies of your book and how do they work with you? Because we're coming up on the holidays.
Yes.
And this is where we need some angel power, right? Yes. This is where we need some clarity. So how do people do that?
Okay, so the easiest way is info@rosemaryd.com and get on my mailing list. The other way, if you're interested in my books, I am on Amazon and I have several books on there, including, I'll show you, Divine Messengers, which is a spiritual book. And then I have my books for middle grade, which is Wheel Guardian and Time Wheel. And I also have some primary picture books that I've illustrated and written. I was a third grade teacher for many years. I taught kindergarten and first as well. So I've written those because I just love kids. So I'm hitting all different age levels with my books, but it's under Detrolio. So it's kind of hard to find on Amazon. So if you don't find them, you could email me and I'll give you the link. But info@rosemaryd.com. And my website is rosemaryd.com as well. Hands of Life by Rosemary is my business.
I love it.
Yeah.
All of this we're going to continue to talk about. So here, let me just leave you with this and then take it away. Okay. So Susan calls me the next day and she says, "You are not going to believe this." I said, "What?" She said, "Did you know that Joe and I have a home right there up north in Bothell. I said, you know, I've known you like a really long time and I work with you. And no, I didn't know that. He said, you're not going to believe this. The people in it are getting divorced.
Oh,
the one woman already, the woman left. It's going to be available in a month. Do you want it?
Wow.
Now, that's how it works, isn't it?
It is.
That's. I didn't even ask her how much. I said, yes, I want it. I didn't even see it. But isn't this how this works? Take us on a journey.
Absolutely is. So when I was looking for my house, I was living in a one-room apartment with my son. I had been divorced and my son was really young at the time. And I just prayed. I'm like, I didn't know where I was going. And I always had this idea, oh, I need some hope. I want to go to Hope. So I kind of put my feelers out and I found a place which I'm living in now, still after all these years. And it's got a big property and a barn and it's beautiful. And it's in the town of Hope. And I love the whole idea that, that I moved to the exact right place. And then in my barn, all the stuff I needed was in there, like something for the roof. And I collect like lion things. So it was a lion statue. And I found an Egyptian parchment back there and just all this crazy stuff that is so me, but nobody would know it. And it was all stuffed in the barn and it was free because I bought the house. So it just led me there. And when I was there, then the plumbing broke the day I moved in. And that's how I met the husband I'm married to now for over 26 years. So it's just the house brought me to the right area. It brought me the right people, the connections. And it had a detached room behind my house, which is my 3-room loft, which is my office space where I teach Reiki and do classes and do readings for people. So it was so cool to find everything I wanted with this one leap of faith into this house. My parents thought I was crazy when I bought the house. They were away on vacation. My father, the carpenter, said, why'd you go buy a house? I have to tap on the walls for you. I'm like, Dad, it's okay. I was guided, you know? So that's how I got where I am.
And, you know, and let's talk about being guided, because that's a large part of what we're talking about today. You know, let me ask you how you learned this. And I don't we have to love our dads?
Oh, I love, my parents were great and they're both on the other side and, you know, but I was very close to Dad.
Oh my God. The whole knocking on the wall. That so reminds
me. Oh, you're such a carpenter. He told me my house was a fun house because everything was out of skew because it's an old house. And I'm like, yeah, it's a fun house, Dad. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I mean, I have to tell you, to this day, I know I'm being guided. Let's just talk about this for a minute too. And the work you do. I mean, you're really at this place where you're helping people sift through the many different thoughts we get, thousands of thoughts we get, but we are getting thoughts, but then we get something that hits us like I don't have a left brain reason why.
Absolutely.
I randomly mentioned that to Susan on a Saturday and got a call from her on a Sunday.
That's because it wasn't a left brain guidance. Exactly. It was right brain guidance.
tell us what it is, but also let's talk turkey about how this is available to everybody.
It absolutely is.
Go for it.
So one of the things that I do when I guide people is to teach them how to allow this information that can't be proven into their mind. And it does start with having them tap into body awareness, which I did on the last episode. The next, I tell them that the right brain actually is very intelligent, but we beat it with a stick because our ego and our mind is like, no, that can't be. And we just are like this terrible inner critic that beats the heck out of ourselves. So the right brain is the part that's creative. It's musical. It's very sensory. It has symbols. It doesn't see things in a linear fashion. So therefore, our other side of the brain, the very linear part, wants to say that can't be real because I can't write the list on paper and it doesn't work. But it has nothing to do with what makes sense. It has to kind of do with the flow of what feels right and the quick thought that comes in before you can judge it. For instance, if I'm thinking of a certain situation, like where should I move? And I get, you know, there's a farmhouse out in Hope. Now, if I would have thought about that, I'm like, that's crazy. I'm not a farmer. Why do I want to move out there? But yet it was the perfect exact place I needed to be. It started my business here. Like everything I needed was here. But if I would have left-brained it, I would have never moved. I would have stayed in my comfortable little place in my one room apartment and never made a move because that was safe. And sometimes decisions we make aren't always the safest. They don't have the proven path there, but it has nothing to do with the path. It has to do with your guidance. And that guidance is that quick flash of insight that comes in before you can judge it. And we all have it, but many of us discount it, which is why we're not getting that next connection. And it's there for you. I do teach an angel communication class as well. And I've done that on Zoom and I've done that in person. So I do teach people how to do this and get that guidance that they want. But it's a step of readiness. You have to be comfortable with the idea that it's there for you. And that's what I've done for my classes since 93, 94, when I started channeling.
So, you know, and this is really important for us to mention really quickly is that there are ways. So let me see if I know how to say this before we go to break. You and I talk about like our life's journey. So mm-hmm. I don't even talk about how I got here, but I've started to share things recently. We can do it that way. Mm-hmm. Right. Or we could find another way. Mm-hmm. And the thing that saved me in my life with the things that I experienced, the one thing that saved me was my birth mom and she exuded intuition. I mean, out of her pores, she was so empathetic that life was actually too hard for her, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm. Very sensitive.
Very sensitive. And so what I love about her is when you put my mom and then her brothers together, Dickie, Bobby, Louie, Joey, Johnny, Jimmy, my uncles, big family. So she gave me that. They gave me boxing gloves at age 5. Now, when you put that together,
that's quite different.
but isn't this what we're really talking about? Because you see, on the one hand, you teach people how to tune in.
Yes.
Then you teach them how to take action. Don't you have to have that 1-2 punch?
You have to have that action. And the thing is that we say it's love with boundaries. It's action with your intuition. So if you have a great intuition and you never act on it, your intuition will learn that it's not as important as this left brain that wants to take over. I call it the bossy judge on the left brain side. And a lot of people have been trained, had the intuition trained right out of them because life tells you that you have to have the list. You have to do this. You have to do that. And it teaches people and kids to discount this natural ability. Therefore, we kind of squelch it. So thank God I had a very intuitive father and I had a very intelligent mother and I saw both sides. And I did find out like through life, my father's radar was right on. You know, my mother was very intelligent, but she didn't have the radar dad had. You know, he just had this gut radar that was always right on. And I learned that that's such an important gift and such an important inner thing that we all have to different degrees. And that's what I want to, you know, tell people and train them and help them do is to find this inner awareness and trust it instead of talking yourself out of everything or talking yourself into everything or beating yourself. You know, always I'm kicking my butt. You know, people beat themselves up. Yeah, and it's terrible. It's sad for me to see.
It is. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And when we come back for a break, you're going to take us on a journey so that we can learn how to do this, how we can build this muscle. You know, the other thing I want to talk with you about when we come back is this idea of judgment. See, I learned this lesson a long time ago. I mean, it's not that I don't judge, but honestly, when somebody tells me something, it just shows up and then it's there and it's gone. Mm-hmm. And somebody asked me the other day, Rosemary, what's the most ridiculous idea/solution anybody gave you? And I said, you know, I don't really live in that space, but I do have one thing that somebody said to me once to do that I thought this is pretty bizarre until I did it. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how silly it's really pretty silly. But actually, it actually did work. It's really totally like silly. It's like Linda would say, only you, only you, Basili, only you would do this. Rosemary in the house. And by the way, rosemaryd.com. Please check it out. Get ready for the holidays. Get some help. when we come back, how do you know your angels are there? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Einstein once said, the only real valuable thing is intuition. Did you know that everyone is intuitive? It's a natural gift that you improve your intuition. Rosemary D is bringing a special Zoom workshop to all of you on November 9th. You're going to learn to use your intuitive abilities to read photos, remote viewing, and to try out easy techniques for decision making. If you want to sign up for this or learn more about Rosemary, go to rosemaryd.com. That's rosemaryd.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Grow Your Spirit. Rosemary DiTrolio is joining me here today. We call her Rosemary D. You can do that. I want to, before we get rolling, you have something really special you've prepared to help us with. Mm-hmm. You know, something you're offering on, you know, for us for next week.
Yes.
It's a really good reason to do this. Can you just, before we get rolling here, tell us about what you're doing and okay. why this was important for you to do?
Well, I know people get very off kilter near the holidays. They'll be with family. A lot of people that don't have family, it's a stressful time. So one of the things I'm offering is a free grounding and clearing session in a Zoom group on the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time to about 7:15. So it's 45 minutes. And I'm going to teach you a simple exercise where you can ground your energy, which is, I'll tell you, like when I'm doing the activity, grounding means to keep you centered and then clear off your energy field, because we do collect a lot of gunk from our thoughts and from other people. And with this activity, you can do like a maintenance on yourself whenever you feel like you're out of sorts. And I found it's very helpful. I know with me, if I'm in crowds too long and there's a lot of people around and a lot of energy, I literally have to do this exercise to clear myself off. So I won't be exhausted by the time the day is over. So I've been able to teach a lot of people how to do that. And it's a simple maintenance that you can do. Nobody has to see you. You know, you can do this on your own at home after you learn it. And it's just a wonderful way to clear yourself.
Yeah. And this is really, let's talk about the importance of clearing, because one of the things I said before the break was that, you know, how do you know the angels are there?
Mm-hmm.
And And let me just ask you this question, because my experience is when I'm cluttered up or crusted over, as I like to say, angels are like the farthest thing that I can see.
Absolutely. So
the clearing helps us with that. But how do we know? How do we know the angels are there?
Okay.
Like, I know that angel told me to send, told me to say something to Susan.
Yeah. So one of the things is that when intuition or your angels come in, it's very quiet. It's kind of a soft kind of feeling. For me, I get the chillies on my body or like that awareness. They call that the quickening. So I'll get like a very strong energy feeling on my body because I'm very sensory. Other than that, sometimes it comes in as a quick kind of a guidance, and the synchronicities start to happen. So let's say I get a guidance. Oh, you should take yoga. Next thing I know, I'll be out in a store and somebody will be talking about yoga, or a yoga book will appear in my mailbox, or someone will call me and mention the word again. So those kind of synchronicities are one way that the divine realm will reach you. It's never a negative connotation. Like if I'm upset with someone, I'm not going to get, oh, let's do something mean to them. You know, like that's not the angels. That's ego and fear. So it's always something positive. It's a very soft guidance, and it'll usually repeat itself in different ways till it gets your attention. So again, the synchronicities are the coincidences that happen in unusual ways. You might get a feather, a penny that you'll find out of place, like on my car seat. I found a penny on my seat of my car that was locked when I went out of my car. I go back in and there's a penny on the seat. I'm like, oh, it's them again. So it could be that. Many people will always like look for signs constantly. And the angels are like, you know, you asked me once, you don't have to ask me 99 times. We already gave you some signs. You weren't listening. We gave you that book. We had your friend call you. We had someone else mention the word. So it's kind of like we nag God and we nag the angels. Sometimes we don't realize we're already guided. We just have to be better at noticing.
Yeah.
So I think part of it is noticing that they are sending us signs and they are sending us words through other people many times.
Yeah.
But they are there.
And so part of this too is, and I want to get back to this, part of this too is when we have a preconceived notion or a judgment.
Yes.
And I want to talk about that a little bit, because a lot of people don't see that as a blockage. But this thing that my friend said to me was, I was going in, I was doing a shoot one day, like a photo shoot thing, and I totally forgot my deodorant. Just totally, like I was, right? Like worst nightmare of all. And I just said to the, I don't know if it was the makeup artist or somebody, and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. He said, toothpaste. I said, okay, no, I said, I have the toothpaste to brush my, toothpaste, use toothpaste.
Hmm.
And I looked at her like, this has got to be a, right? I had this judgment.
Yeah.
Like, is this the stupidest idea I've ever heard? For a moment.
Yes.
And then I thought, what have I got to lose?
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And believe it or not, I don't really understand it. I don't understand the mechanics of it. I don't even know if it was psychological.
Mm.
But that was a trick she learned, right? Because there had to be millions of people that this woman worked with.
Yeah.
That had the same problem.
Yeah.
But see, that moment, she became an angel for a solution that I would have never thought of. Isn't that the power of angels?
Yes. We're all connected. And the thing is, we don't realize we appear separate because we're in these skin bags for a while, but our souls are all connected to each other. So we are all connected by this energy. And, you know, it's great because quantum physics has now given us the science behind all this, but we are all connected. That's why long distance Reiki works. That's why prayer works. So part of it is knowing that we are all connected to this energy, and that sometimes ideas will come in that don't seem to make logical sense. I was told to take my first angel reading and drive out to a bookstore or somewhere until they told me to stop. And it sounds crazy, like who's talking to me, right? But I had this inner nudge, just keep driving and you're going to get a feeling to stop your car and hand the message to somebody that's in that place. And that's exactly what I did. And that was actually the location of my first angel class. In a bookstore. And the man that I gave it to, he was thrilled. And he says, I want you to do a class for me. And that was my first my first opportunity to do an angel class. But it's because I followed that ridiculous guidance of getting in my car and just driving somewhere until I felt like I had to stop. But that was really the angels guiding me. They wanted me to be there and they wanted this opportunity for me. So I just went with it.
And this is happening all the time. Now, you work with people, you give them exercises, you help folks develop this muscle.
Yes.
I wonder if there's something you could share with us today.
I would love to. I can do a very quick angel connection with everyone if you would like. It's just going to take a few minutes. Okay.
Yes.
So how I start is I would like your feet flat on the floor. If you can take your shoes off, that's wonderful. That will ground you. And I'd like you to just take a deep breath in and out and allow this energy to come into your body, this clear breath, which connects us to the divine. I would like you, invite you to imagine a bright purple light over your head, swirling over you and just clearing off anything that's stuck on your body or in your mind or in your heart. And I would like you to imagine a bright white light surrounding you. And above the top of our head, we have a special gateway, the gate of God or the Brahman's gate. And this is where the connection from the divine will enter your right brain. I'd like you to allow this energy of this white light and the angels to enter this space. And this is a very safe thing to do. We are protected by a beam of light. We are going to ask for our angel to either give us the name of the angel or some other information they would like to get to you today. And just close your eyes and breathe and allow any thoughts, emotions, or feelings to drop into your space. And then don't judge it, just allow the information to appear. And when it does, just trust that part of that information or some of that information is there for you. And then you can slowly open your eyes. That's a very, very, very brief way to do it. When I do my class, I actually take a lot of time preparing people to be able to open to that energy, because fear can stop it. If you start thinking, oh my God, I don't know what's going to come in, you know, that can really create fear, which is a block, or judgment, which is a block. So during my class, I really go through a very slow process to get people ready for that. But just doing that activity today is kind of like you sent a beam of light out to your angel saying, okay, I'm ready. Send me some coincidences. Help me out. So if someone tries this another time or later, or takes a class and tries it again with me, that will also prepare the way that you're ready to receive this information. It's always been there for you, but you may have been blocking it with judgment or fear. Yeah. So that's one of the quick ways that I help people connect. Again, you know, don't think you can't connect because you didn't do it today. If anyone out there has tried it and it felt blocked, it's a process, and it doesn't usually happen the first time unless I prepared you for a longer period of time and given you all the chances to kind of ask questions and know what this is. But that's just a quick taste of some of it. I also did pull some cards for your audience, and I
would love
tell
for
you
to
I
do followed. That. Yes.
The first card I picked today was called self-acceptance, and it's really just loving yourself enough to know that you're worthy for this divine connection, and you're all worthy no matter what you've been through in your life, what has happened to you, or who you think you are, because who you think you are isn't who you are. That's who your ego told you who you are. Okay, you're really divine. The next one I pulled today was divine timing. Divine timing means things happen in the time that they're supposed to happen. They don't happen before you're ready. They happen when you're ready for the next step. So when to know that you're in the time that it's supposed to be is all you need to know and to trust. I also got a new beginning card for everyone, knowing that we've been through 2 years where we had to completely transform our lives, how we do things, who we are, where we travel, where we go. But this is actually a time of new beginnings. And part of the reason this pandemic did occur was to shift humanity away from what they thought they had to have, had to do, had to be, into a new way of thinking and being. So the new beginning card is for all of you to know that you're on a new path and a new way to open to information that you might have not received prior to this. And the last card I picked was ears, the ear chakras, which means that when you listen to information and it resonates with you, that's a gift and a clue from your angels that there is a direction and guidance they wish you to hear. And that's part of just listening and taking action when you feel it resonates with your soul. So
when we think about this, and I want to just say to you, I want to go back to what you just did, because one of the things you said, it may not show up immediately, mm-hmm. but it does sometimes. Yes. And especially if you're listening to this show, you've already tapped into the vibration, Rosemary, yes. of what you're saying. So yes. we've already set the stage for people to be able to participate.
Yes.
And it was really interesting for me where I went. Mm-hmm. Albeit for a short minute, you know, I could have gone to any number of places, mm-hmm. but we have an opening for a producer, mm-hmm. at least one producer, because we're going to be growing. We're going to be having mm-hmm. multiple channels run at the same time. We're moving to a weekend and a nighttime shift. Mm-hmm. And it was fascinating to me where I went. As I'm looking at resumes that are coming in. Mm-hmm. And I immediately went to one person. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that goes. But when you get a message like that, mm-hmm. even though there's nothing I'm going to do during a show, and I'm not going to do it during my next show, but right. but I want to ask you about this and help you, and if you could explain it. It's like it's imprinted. Like if you ever watched the Twilight series, like mm-hmm. with what is his name? Mm-hmm. Team Jacob, I guess that's his name. The werewolf kid. Mm-hmm. The imprinting.
Right.
So the angels will give you something so clear and then it sticks there until I talk myself out of it.
Right. And that's the other part of your brain kicking in. So part of it is if you see that resume, what I would do is I would definitely, you know, you're going to call because that's, I know you, you're definitely going to call, but then you'll tap into your body awareness. And if it feels yeah. right, and you yep. know, I mean, you're so intuitive, you do know yeah. already that that's going to be who you're going to call. So that's part of your gift and your journey is selecting the people that you feel will reach the most people and do the best job. And that's, yeah. you know, part of your gift. You know, we all have different gifts. And I think once you tap into this higher vibration energy from you know your listeners and everyone, it brings you on a path and a purpose in your life that you didn't realize you had. Like I knew I was here to teach, but did I know I was here to teach about angels when I came in? Probably not. You know, I knew I was here to teach and that's all I knew, but I didn't know the whole picture until I was ready and until it was revealed to me. And that's really where everyone has a path, whether even if they're working in a store to cashier, their path might be to smile at everybody because maybe the next person that comes in is depressed and needs their smile. You don't know. So everyone has a gift. I've got one of my friends who's extremely artistic. Her gift is to reach people with her art. She's phenomenal. And, you know, I have another friend that works with animals. Her gift is animals. Like everyone has something that they're here to do. And a lot of times we busy up with doing nonsense things that other people want us to do or we think we should do, but that isn't what you're here to do. What you're here to do is your soul's purpose. And that's the higher vibration energy that is revealed when you tap into this whole field.
So part of this today, when people are listening, they're going to get what I like to call these hits. Yes. These angelic hits. Because yes. one of the things you said earlier when we started the show was that we're always, mm-hmm. it's not like we wake up one day and, oh, the angels have never been there. They're there now.
Yes.
So let's talk about how we tap into this place because we're always being, this divine guidance isn't like the universe takes a switch plate and says, oh, let's turn it on for her for now and then turn it off. Right.
Yeah.
That's what we do. So I'd love to know, get some help from you. How do we keep it on? And part of that is what you're doing next week in helping people clear stuff out so that, toothpaste.
Yes, exactly. Then you go with the toothpaste and you don't even care because you know it's right.
I did go with the toothpaste on that day. And you know what? It worked. I don't know how, but I didn't care.
Good. Yeah. So part of it, I would say, is just looking for coincidences. So the easiest way that people get is like when you start getting coincidences, you know that you're reaching the flow. The flow is I am in the flow of what I would like to have in my life. And then you'll start getting these little weird coincidences that happen. And you're like, oh, isn't that strange? That's kind of the first clue that you're on the right path or going the right direction. The next clue and the next thing I tell people to do is just ask, say to your angels, I am open to receiving guidance. Sometimes you will get guidance through dreams because we're not blocked during dreaming time. Sometimes the guidance will come through a person telling you something or bringing you a place that you never thought you were going to go. Like someone will say, let's go do a meditation thing somewhere. And then as you're there, this coincidence begins to occur. So coincidences is the first way. The second is to take maintenance on how you're thinking and feeling. If every time something comes up, you are downbeating it, you're judging it, you might not be in the space where you're ready to receive guidance because you're blocking it. So part of it is moving out of your own way and saying, you know, what if? What happens if I just pretend I'm going to follow this advice and go to that bookstore and hand the person I don't know this angel communication and see what happens? Let's just pretend that he's not going to judge me and I'm this person that, you know, has a connection with angels. Even though I know it was true, you know, there's a great fear with when you go out there and tell people who you are. You know, there's a natural fear of being judged. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think this. They're going to think that. The angels basically tell me, we don't really care what people think because it's not about you. It's about our message and that you're the mouthpiece. So I said, oh, cool. That's great because I could be a mouthpiece, you know. And then it kind of took away the feeling of why am I so worried about what people think about me? I am who I am. And it's just me. And it's just my way. And if someone doesn't resonate with me, that's okay. Someone else will resonate with that person, but they've heard the message and they might hear it 10 different times before they're ready for it. It doesn't matter. But you know I've done my part to get this message out. So that's kind of where I sit and where I find my power is just being able to share and allow people their own feeling of what resonates with them or not. You know, nothing to prove on my point, just being who I am. And if it helps you, that's awesome. If it doesn't, that's okay too. You know?
Well, and you know, part of this too, as we're talking about this in this, you know, final, you know, minute we have left is to leave your personal message with people, especially around what you see and how you have been able to help people and especially help people through this holiday season.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that. Please do that. And also let folks know how they can book time with you, how they can work with you, how they can find out more about you.
Yes. RosemaryD.com, Hands of Light by Rosemary, info@RosemaryD.com. So you can reach out through email or from my website. If you would like to do the free offering on the 23rd, if you send info@RosemaryD, I'll make sure that you have the link. I'm also going to send the link to your radio station so that you can send the link out to people. It'll have a little code on there and what it is. And then you can share that on your end as well. Hey guys, this is Rosemary. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Grow Your Spirit with Rosemary and Dr. Pat. You might want to get a sense of what your past life has been telling you. Maybe an hour for you is enough. Maybe it's not. If it isn't, you can sign up at rosemaryd.com to book in a discovery session with me. And if you mention this radio station, I'll give you a little extra time. But no matter what, please tune in for the next sessions on transformationtalkradio.com to continue lighting up the world with me.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.